Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
His comments are not anywhere in keeping with our party's principles and values. There are basically two things that I want to make really clear. As for myself as your speaker, I am not going to defend Donald Trump. Not now, not in the future. As you probably heard, I just invited him from my first congressional district GOP event this weekend, a thing I do every year. And I'm not going to be campaigning.
All right, there he is. There he is. That's the opening to the show. It's a very well-played take by now. The question is, why did Breitbart leak this October tape of Ryan saying he would not support Trump right now? You have to assume it was Steve Bannon pulling the switch on this one. And obviously it's because they want a complete repeal of Obamacare. They do not want a compromise called Obamacare Lite or Trump Care, however you want to do it. But I don't think this helps either Trump or Ryan, and I think Breitbart did not do either of them a service, incidentally. This leaked audio comes at a pretty troublesome time for Paul Ryan and for Donald Trump. But that leads us to the show today. Welcome to the program. How are you? Today is the release date of my new book, Trump's War, and we will talk about bookstore and clerk horror stories, book clerk horror stories. Have you been to your local bookstore to find Trump's War? Were the employees in the store courteous or typical progressive discourteous types? Has the book been buried? For example, was it put under Rebecca Has 17 Mommies? Now, the next thing I want to talk about is the insurance plan itself, meaning Trump Care. I have been talking about this since yesterday, which is Savage tells Trump high-risk insurance policies for high-risk people will solve Trump Care. It'll save billions of dollars a year. I sent it on to his people, and I posted this on michaelsavage.com yesterday with a complete transcription of my show. Savage tells Trump high-risk insurance policies, or actually, you know, you have to pay more if you're in a high-risk category, will solve Trump Care problems. I would probably be in a high-risk pool myself. I'm in a high-risk profession. I'm in one of the most stressful professions, mentally stressful professions that are available. I walk a tightrope every day. I do it because I choose to do it, but I'm in a high-risk profession. And I do it anyway. I never thought I'd last this long, but here I am 22 years later. 23 years this month. Can you believe that? 23 years in radio come March 22nd. Unbelievable. As they say, time really does go fast. I'll tell you that. It seems to go faster. Remember the old people used to say that to me when I was younger. Don't you worry. You'll see when you get older. You'll see it goes by in the flash of an eye. You look at them like they were crazy. Time was so vast when you're 18 years old. It seemed like it would never end. It was endless. You'd think, it's not going to affect me. So what do you think about putting high-risk people in high-risk pools? Here's what someone said on my website. The high-risk policies should be for those who have documented health conditions, such as diabetes or cancer, and who are not part of a group plan. An individual with diabetes should pay more than a person who does not have any chronic diseases. The key to insurance is coverage for unforeseen events. If you have a chronic disease, that is not an unforeseen event and needs to be addressed in premium payments. All this talk of covering pre-existing conditions is essentially shifting costs from the unhealthy to everyone else. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree with that more. William Foster writes, I worked 24 years as an insurance loss control rep for commercial accounts, high-risk businesses, and those with bad loss records. They all landed in the assigned risk pool and understandably paid higher premiums. For example, crop dusters. Sam Saraguru writes, my father was an insurance agent, as are my two brothers, so I am familiar with the assigned risk program. I am not sure if it is still in existence, given the push to be so egalitarian and say it is not fair to charge young men and assume that they have few brain, blah, 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 blah. Nevertheless, I think this is an excellent idea. sure, if you're into putting yourself at risk because you have a death wish by virtue of your, quote, lifestyle, then, and your probability of getting truly seriously injured, even paralyzed, and needing nursing care for the rest of your life, why shouldn't you pay more than someone who leads a more sedate, safe lifestyle? Great idea. So everyone agrees with me, except those who, of course, want you to pay for their insurance and their health care. Last night I watched a show called Intervention for as long as I could take it. I can't stand these shows. I get so angry at the junkies and the alcoholics. I can't stand it. I get angry. I get enraged. I have no sympathy for them at all. They showed a girl who had been a track star or something as a kid, and she slipped into drug use. I'm not saying I like to see her in pain, but I'm sick and tired of glorifying her. And to make matters even worse, they show her, she comes home every 6 weeks to wash her laundry in her family's home. She throws a dirty, filthy, bug-infested laundry from her Fleabag hotel with junkies into her mother's washing machine. The mother says, you have to leave it outside for an hour before I'll put it in, because otherwise the fleas get in our clothes. You hear this? The girl comes home and starts complaining about everything. Then she has a younger sister who comes over and looks up to her. Here's the cameras running on junkie, the sister junkie celebrity. What a warped society we live in. You know what I'm saying? Why should she not pay more for a health plan than you do? The answer is she has no money. It's too bad. Put her in an institution. Now, that's another thing that I never really talk about, which is reopen the mental hospitals. I know that they were closed in the 60s by Jerry Brown's father. Moonbeam's father, you see, closed the mental hospitals in California because that was the progressive thing to do. He actually didn't close them. He passed the legislation to close them. The Republican who inherited that had to close them. I know the whole history of it. So we had, like, Sonoma State Mental Hospital up here in Napa. It's still there. It's beautiful. But all the bugs are out of it. There's only no bugs left in there. The bugs are out in the street now. They are vomiting in the street, defecating in the street, urinating in mailboxes, rioting outside conservative homes. The bugs belong where they belong, in a bug house. That's what nut houses were for. And it's time to reopen the nut houses. You want to save on medical care, that's the best way to do that. Clean up the streets on one hand and lower the health care costs, number two. WABC John, you're the first up. Did you go to the bookstore? What happened?
Went to a Barnes & Noble's, and I asked the gentleman, you know, I'm looking for Trump's War, and I can't seem to find it because I buy all your books, and I pretty much know where they are. And he said, well, as you can see, it's snowing, and, you know, we're not prepared today to set up, but we don't have it. I said, what do you mean you don't have it?
That's a lie. Those books were in the store last week. The publisher's paying for upfront placement. They're supposed to be right at the front checkout desk.
Absolutely. And he got rude, so I said, you know what? He goes, call corporate headquarters if you don't like it. So I did call corporate headquarters, and they were no help either.
Oh, wow. Which Barnes & Noble was this?
Westbury out in Long Island.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I think we're going to get a lot of reports of the progs who go into the book-selling business trying to make sure my book is not out there, and it's going to be up to my army to insist it be out there. There is no blizzard in New York. It was like a little nothing, a dusting. What did you have, 4 inches of snow?
It was nothing. It was a joke. Absolute joke.
I guess the meteorologists who were so brilliant were wrong again.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's wait another day and see what happens. And you'll call back. If they still don't put it out, we'll cause a ruckus. Okay? 855-400-7282. Let's go to New Orleans down in New Orleans. Now, David on line 3, you're calling from New Orleans, one of my favorite cities in the world. What's going on down there?
Hey, Michael. Just left the Barnes & Noble bookstore. I know you're supposed to be on the Octagon right when you walk in. I walked around numerous times because I've seen your books on display there before, and it was not there.
Wait, there's no blizzard in New Orleans, is there?
It's 59 degrees. It's freezing.
I guess they can't blame the snow in New Orleans. So what was their excuse down in New Orleans in Barnes & Noble?
They had the Bill O'Reilly book, they had Bernie Sanders, and they had the Obama book front and center. So I went to the representative. I said, Trump's War, it came out today. Where is it? Can you help me find it, please? He goes, yes, I think we have it. Michael, they have you in a box over to the left side of the store where the Starbucks is. I said, well, isn't this ironic? I think he would just go crazy if he knew that his book was, you know, you had to go pick it up next to the Starbucks.
I think that's funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny. All right, so there's already subversion going on across America against my book, even in a store even a chain like Barnes & Noble, this is two stores, two different cities. The clerks are refusing to put the books out. Well, I can't control that. That's the publisher's job, not mine. It's a great book. It's a book that is necessary for everyone who is a voter of Donald Trump. And we're going to wait another day and see what happens. The phone number is 85. Thank you so much, David, for reporting live from New Orleans. So we have two lies now. Two lies on the placement of Trump's war. Have you been in your bookstore? Did you have trouble finding Trump's war at the bookstore? What have the book clerks told you about the book? Now, forgive me for talking about my book. I know it offends you. But let me explain something to you. This is not National Public Radio. I do not receive federal funding to run this show. I'm not NPR. This is SPR. This is Savage Radio. And the fact of the matter is, were it not for advertisers, I wouldn't be on the air. And were it not for the fact that I talk about my own book, you wouldn't know about it because I'm blacklisted by Fox News and the entire media of wonderful liberals who claim that they're against blacklists while they have put me on a blacklist. So I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you, if I'm not for myself, who will be? If I'm only myself, who am I? But I'd like to talk about high-risk insurance policies for high-risk people. What do you think about that? I'll be right back to take your calls right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. We all need medicine, but prescription medication costs can really add up. Most people don't know that pharmacy prices vary wildly, and insurance isn't always your best bet. With GoodRx, you can stop paying too much for your prescriptions. GoodRx is an easy way for Americans to save up to 80% on their prescriptions. In fact, most people save at least 49%. GoodRx is easy to use. They even use my name. Just text GoodRx 466-379, enter the code SAVAGE. Type in the name of your prescription and your zip code. While GoodRx is not insurance, GoodRx prices often beat insurance prices. Listen to me, don't go to the pharmacy without checking drug prices at GoodRx first. GoodRx saves you money and is totally free. No membership required, no need to supply personal information. To see how you can start saving money on your prescriptions, just text GoodRx 466-379 and enter the code SAVAGE. That's GoodRx 466-379 on your mobile phone, code SAVAGE. What have you got to lose? Nothing, just money to save.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up at 3, it's Mark Levin on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
I'm going to take the callers. There's loads of them lining up. But I tell you, there's a great article called in Newsmax, Savage Fights Trump's War as President von Clausewitz. Von Clausewitz was an Austrian diplomat, I believe, who said that politics is war by other means. And she writes, Jane Blakemore writes, before there was Donald J. Trump, there was Michael Savage. After all, it was top talker Savage who, long before Trump arrived on the political scene, spent years blasting the establishment wings of both parties over issues like spiraling debt and open borders. Savage's latest bestseller, she writes, Trump's War, is a guidebook for the new president and his supporters to understand the high stakes now underway in the ongoing battles over health care, trade, the deficit, and border security. As his legions of listeners know, Savage has routinely scorched the airwaves with fiery diatribes against illegal vermin flooding across the border to trample the rule of law in America, flouting political correctness for decades in favor of a gospel of borders, language, and culture. He apparently had one New York billionaire listening. And I'll read more later. It's really good. It's on Newsmax. It's on MichaelSavage.com. The WND article is off the charts, great, by Art Moore. Let's go to the callers right now. KSFO online, Ayal, line 2. Go ahead, please. What's your story?
Michael, I'm calling you from Israel. I'm your biggest fan in the whole world. I listen to you every day in a city about 20 miles north of Tel Aviv. I start my day, I take my dog to the dog park, I listen to you. And I was the first one, I think, in the whole world to get your book. I got it on Kindle. I just refer to it as a textbook for the Savage Nation. That's what I'm going to use it for. I'm just going to listen to it. I'm just going to read it every day. And when I listen to your show, I'm going to read the book with it. This is
Ayal, are you an American who moved to Israel?
My parents are American. They made Aliyah, which means they were Zionists, and they moved to Israel. And I went to college in Chicago, and I returned back.
So you served in the IDF. That's a requirement, correct?
Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to stay in America. And I think one of the statements that you made about that your father told you, I think when you were in Tel Aviv, and I think you remembered him. It was 1978, I believe. And he told you, Michael, you're an immigrant son. Why do you want to move to another country?
I remember. Oh, that's a great story. Yeah, I remember I was walking the streets of Tel Aviv thinking of moving to Israel. I had two young children. And I heard my father's voice. I was walking in the middle of the at 2 in the morning. And I heard my deceased father say to me, Michael, why do you want to make your son an immigrant in another country? And I went home the next day.
And I remember that to that day. Because we're all American citizens, and I still want to live here because my kids like it here. Anyway,
I understand. So tell me, what's the mood in Israel right now? Is it optimistic? Is it pessimistic? What is it like?
But I'm telling you, what you're dealing with the liberal left there, we're dealing with here in tiny Israel, which is about as big as New Jersey. We deal with it every day. And the
why is that wing of the Jewish people suicidal? The so-called peace now, the capitulators, the women who had their head shaved after World War II for collaborating with the Nazis. Why are they collaborating with the enemies who would kill them? Why?
I don't know. I don't understand it. It's
Is there a right wing in Israel anymore? Is there a strong militaristic right wing left in Israel?
Militaristic left?
Yeah, a strong militaristic right wing in Israel. Does it exist?
It exists, yeah. But I don't know. The left is just controlling the media. They're controlling everything. They're controlling the Supreme Court. It just is the same thing like it is in America.
Why? How is it that the left has put its tentacles into every democracy in the world? What is it about the suicidal movement that has infected the entire West like this? What is this?
They represent about maybe 5-10% of the people, but they make it sound like they're everybody.
Yeah. No. But it's the same in Little Israel.
It is.
Well, and this, it's a beautiful country. Beautiful country. I'm an American born here. I decided to come back here, and for better or for worse, here I am. And struggling every day to make sure that America's here for my children's children. Because the battle today is not for my children, it's for my children's children. If we do not defeat the communist movement in this country, and that is what the American left is, make no mistake about it. If we do not defeat the socialists or communists without guns, our children's children will face communists with guns. Thank you for calling the Savage Nation. God bless you and God bless the state of Israel. How to save Trump care. High-risk pools for insurance for those in high-risk professions or high-risk lifestyles. If you have multiple sex partners every week, should you pay the same for insurance as someone who does not engage in risky behavior? Why? Tell me why. If you are a junkie, why should you not pay more than someone who does not use drugs? Have you been to your local bookstore to look for Trump's War? What was the result of visiting that store?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Hey, Savage Nation, I've got big news for you, news you won't hear about anywhere else. A major economic event will take place on or before March 31st, which could have a devastating effect on every dollar you have invested or in savings. Did you hear me? March 31st. This global financial event presents economic danger for those unaware and an epic opportunity for those prepared. According to an urgent new Swiss America report, The Great Convergence of 2017, it is free. All you're going to do is call 800-289-2646. It's simple. You call 800-289-2646. I trust Swiss America. They've been with me from the beginning. Don't wait. Get The Great Convergence of 2017, a vital six-page special report in time to take the steps necessary to protect your hard-earned savings and investments. Do it now. Why risk everything? Just call 1-800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit SwissAmerica.com.
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the Savage States of America.
Thanks for bringing a smile to my lips, Robert. I made it my third show today. This morning I did a KSMO interview with Brian Sussman and Katie Green. Then at 10 o'clock in the morning I did 1 hour with Alex Jones. It was supposed to be 30 minutes. It was an hour. I love Alex. He excites my mind. He's a real warrior. And now this, and I'm not tired at all. I do have heartburn because I ate raw ginger just now as an anti-inflammatory. I get organic ginger and slice it just for the heck of it. It's great. I want to just ask you again what's going on in the bookstores. These are two cities now, New York, New Orleans, no books, even though Barnes & Noble was paid to put the book up front. These are my loyalists going in there. WABC, Terry, Line 3, what happened with you in the bookstore?
Hey, Mike, I'm so happy to speak to you. I listen to you every day. I want you to know I love your show. We were coming back, my husband and I were coming back, and we got off in LaGuardia, and I already ordered your book. I ordered your book, like, when you first came out, because I finished Scorched Earth, and then I started reading Liberalism as a Disease, and I just love your books. You come right through your books. Very, very great. And so I said to my husband right away, get that book. I want that book. And so we ordered it, and I've been waiting, like, what is it, 5-6 weeks. So when we're coming back through LaGuardia, I said, let me just go into that store and see. So my husband said to me, it should be coming. You ordered it. But I already have it, you know, and it hasn't come yet.
So wait, you went in the bookstore in the airport?
I went into the bookstore in the airport, yes, where they sell the gum and the candies and the magazines. And I figured, you know, that your book should be right up front.
That's right. Of course, it's going to be a big book, but what? It wasn't there at all?
With a big play, you know, with a board, with a picture of you.
But the bottom line is it was not there or it was there?
The bottom line is it was on the side in the back, not even by the magazines, like it was a turnstile of the Peanuts and everything.
Oh, underneath the porno magazines?
Well, no, not underneath the auto magazine, but there was a book rack then, but it was like the nuts were there and the chips. And
they put my book next to the nuts. I wonder if that was a message.
Oh, Mike, you're great.
I'm kind of in a new place in life. I cannot control what idiots do. That is the job of the booksellers. That is the job of my publisher. I have another job, and that's what I do on the radio. I can't control what idiots do. Terry, I'm gonna send you a free copy of Trump's War. Don't worry about it. I want to read you something from that article on Newsmax. The woman's a great writer. I got to read this to you because it's about the healthcare thing. 2 weeks ago, Savage's family shared dinner with the new president, the Mar-a-Lago, blah, blah, blah. The recent tug of war over the House GOP's replacement plan for Obamacare, which Senator Tom Cotton, ARC, warns will not pass the Senate and could cost Repubs their control of the House in 2018, suggests Savage's preternatural sense of the American zeitgeist remains as sharp as ever, she writes. She's a good writer. As befits a thinker who earned his PhD in epidemiology and nutrition sciences from the University of California at Berkeley, Savage's book is rooted in a diverse intellectual menagerie, ranging from Plato to Jefferson to Madison to Thomas Paine to Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and Gary Cooper. I really like that line. Not satisfied just to put the axe to the policies of Trump's predecessor, Savage concludes each chapter of his book with his own policy recommendations on how to craft a more perfect union, which he calls Savage Solutions. At other moments, Savage holds up his lamp to Republican dogma and exposes its inconsistencies. America and the West have needlessly provoked Russia by expanding NATO right to Russia's doorstep, he writes. Not all environmental regulations are communistic, he insists. We ought to take care of our animal friends and not poison them. And Washington, he says, has become an empire run by globalist elites, multinational corporations, and international bodies of bureaucrats, where national borders are an impediment to progress, as are the cultures of the various nations within them. Savage also presents the reader with an exhaustive list of nearly 200 activist groups, he says, were funded by the Hungarian-American billionaire investor George Soros, a man that he brands as, quote, the Napoleon of American socialism, unquote. Pretty good. With Trump cast as commander-in-chief, Savage is satisfied to serve as chief military strategist, a political Karl von Clausewitz. At times, Savage seems to be tilting at windmills that are not spinning much anymore. That's pretty good. I like the slight criticism. Let's see what else. I won't read the rest, but it's really well written. I like good writing. What else do I want to talk about this? I don't know. Better to be a Sun Tzu than a Clausewitz. Okay, great. Always a bright, always a smart aleck on the sidelines. All right, look, to each his own, as they say. What should I do right now? Keep taking the calls. Did you see the Judge Napolitano on Fox, who I like very much, reported today that three intelligence sources say that Obama looked to a British agency of spies to spy on Donald Trump? Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano claimed, quote, three intelligence sources say President O looked to British spy agency GCHQ to obtain transcripts of conversations involving President Donald Trump on Fox and Friends on Tuesday. Three intelligence sources, he says, have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command. He didn't use the NSA. He didn't use the CIA. He didn't use the FBI. And he didn't use Department of Justice. He used GCHQ. That's initials for the British spying agency. They have 24/7 access to the NSA database. So by simply having two people go to them saying President Obama needs transcripts of conversations involving candidate Trump, conversations involving President-elect Trump, he's able to get it. And there's no American fingerprints on this. Obama is a sneak. He should be tried right now. Don't tell me he's above the law. He's not above the law. If he committed crimes while president, he should be tried for them right now. I don't care what Maxine the Jackal says. I don't care what that Pelosi creature says. Impeach him now. Impeach him in the court of law. Show the world what a lousy snake he is. Obama spent $36 million in his last year on lawyers to block turning over federal records under the Freedom of Information Act. Listen to what I just said. That lousy, dirty communist sneak spent $36 million of taxpayer money on lawyers to block turning over records, federal records, under the Freedom of Information Act. For a second consecutive year, the sneaky, dirty Obama administration set a record for times federal employees told citizens, journalists, and others that despite searching, they couldn't find a single page of files that were requested. What more do we need to show you how evil he is and what a liar he is and how the media covered for this dirty sneak every day of his administration? You want to hear more about it? I'm not going to tell you any more about it. You need to know no more about Obama. His name itself has become a noun for evil. It is no longer the name of a man. It's a noun for evil. It is a noun for evil. No, it's a verb. Obama has become a verb for evil, not a noun. As you know, a noun is a person, place, or a thing. The word Obama is no longer a noun. It has become a verb for evil. So if you say to someone, don't pull an Obama on me, you're expressing, or don't be an Obama, please. That means don't be a sneak. Don't be an Obama means stop lying to me. You get it? Yeah, okay, you got it, sure. It really matters when you have the vermin in the media covering for him even now and attacking Trump at every turn. I'm getting so sick and tired. I am so sick and tired of looking at USA Today. Every day another attack. Every newspaper in the country around the clock, anti-Trump propaganda. Every day, Trump bashing. Every day, lies, repeated lies, over and over and over and over again. You know, Hitler had a prime minister, a minister of propaganda, who named Goebbels, who did the same exact thing as USA Today, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, CNN. He said that if you tell a big lie often enough, it will become the truth. This is what we have going on in America today. There are very few of us who see what is going on and have the ability to even express it. This is the Savage Nation. I think what I'd like to do for you now is take some calls on high-risk pools for high-risk individuals. Why are you against the high-risk pool? Who would be opposed to that? You know, another question I wanted to ask you today, I was thinking about this on my bicycle today. Who would oppose borders in the United States of America? Why would you oppose a firm border? Tell me why you would want this country to become like Mexico or like El Salvador or Nicaragua? Why do you want this country to look like those hellholes? What is it about you that makes you that sick? In other words, let's look at it from the point of view of Mexicans, El Salvadorans, Guatemalans. Why do they come here? Because their own country is a cesspool. They flee their countries because their countries are cesspools. They can't live in them. They're corrupt socialist nightmares. So why would you want to dissolve our borders and turn this nation into a nation that appears like them? What, does that make any sense? The answer is you're suicidal or stupid. The fundamental definition of anything, well, let's put it another way. The liberals are big on telling us we should have self-esteem. Everyone should have self-esteem. A junkie should have self-esteem. Every self-help group, self-esteem, love yourself. Why should you love yourself if you're a rotten, stinking person? Where'd that come from? Some people are not worthy of self-respect. They're garbage. Where's this come from? Everyone should have self-respect. They tell everyone to have self-respect. That's the greatest thing on earth, the greatest scam on the planet. You should love yourself. No matter how, whatever you've done is not really that bad. You raped 3 children, doesn't really matter. You're not bad. They go into these group therapy sessions. And they say every day they tell them they're really nice people. So when they get out, they do it again. Guess I'm not that bad. They told me for 8 years I wasn't that bad. I guess I'll go out and do the same thing again. I can come back and get some self-help therapy. But the point I'm making is they teach individuals to have a self-identity and to love themselves. Why does that not apply to a nation, says Savage? Shouldn't a nation have a national identity? Shouldn't we love our national identity? How do you define a national identity? No one has written a better definition than me in 3 simple words. No one. No one has ever beaten that. My 3 greatest words. Borders, language, culture. Why does the progressive left, so-called, hate our borders, hate English as a language, and hate our culture? Think about that very carefully. I know the answer. I'll be back to take your calls right here on the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Hey, welcome back to the Savage Nation. Before we return to Trump's war, I want to talk with you about something that we're all, you know, interested in, blood flow. And that's simple. I mean, it's all about blood flow when you get older, right? Even when you're younger, we know circulation is the key to all. There's a natural way to support healthy blood flow, and that's by getting enough dietary nitrates into your body, which convert into nitric oxide. What is that? Well, Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates. One scoop in water or a smoothie, and you're all set. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure levels. You see, Super Beets works 3 times faster to give you results you can feel. Plus, damn, it tastes great. It's all about blood flow. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and stamina it gives me within 20 minutes. I want you to call 800-481-0504. That's 800-481-0504. Or go to SavageLovesBeets.com. That's SavageLovesBeets.com. And you're going to get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order, backed by a money-back guarantee. And you're going to get a free book called Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed, or you get your money back. You got that? 800-481-0504. 800-481-0504. SavageLovesBeats.com. And now back to the issues of the day. Let's look at the Trump presidency from the top. Let's put aside health care for a moment. Many people are frightened right now that his entire administration is in trouble. I am not. I am not. This is what politics is all about, especially when you have an entrenched bureaucracy and an entrenched socialist Islamist machine that refuses to go away. They're not going to leave within 60 or 90 days. We didn't expect them to. Wars take a long time. These are the initial battles of a longer war. And you have to understand that the health care issue, while key to it all in some ways, is not the only battle that we're facing. We've already won 2 major battles, in case you don't know it. The military morale is way up. Our national security is way up. You have to understand there are priorities to things. And as I said to you several times, and I have to say it again, even if we only wind up getting 20 or 30% of what Trump promised during the campaign, that's 120, 130% more, at least, than we would have had if Hillary Clinton had won. I'll give you two examples so you don't think it's just hyperbole. First Amendment. Hillary Clinton said she would eliminate talk radio and websites she doesn't like with the so-called fairness doctrine. In Germany, a neo-Nazi who calls himself a social democrat. See, the neo-Nazis today are the social democrats. You don't know that. Never forget that Hitler was the head of a socialist party called the National Socialists. Today they are called social democrats. It's one and the same. And the Social Democrat Party, so-called, in Germany, one of them actually said he wants to fine anyone who has a website that provokes hate speech in any way should be fined $50 million. This is not an invention. This is fascism, pure and simple. We would have lost our freedom of speech and freedom of the press in this country had that she-witch won. We have the First Amendment for the next 4 to 8 years. Why don't you count your blessings? All you backstabbers who stabbed them for it. You know, I love these people who stabbed them in the back for 9, 10, 11 months. They're never Trumpers. Then when he won, they suddenly became, they love Trump. Now that he's in trouble, they're stabbing him in the back again. Second Amendment. Guns. Over. Not touching them. Hillary would have seized your guns one way or the other. So you have to look at the big picture. And don't expect to get everything that you want. You're not going to do it. It doesn't occur in your life. It doesn't occur in a political campaign. It doesn't occur in a political administration. We are way, way ahead of where we would have been had she seized power. Do you understand that? But now the battle has just begun. The illiberal fascist left is on the warpath. They are beating people up with sticks and fists on the front lines of this fight. The time will come when they're going to face real men very soon. And then you're going to see something you don't want to ever see in this country. I'm not advocating it. I'm predicting it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Aren't you tired of not being able to see the way you did when you were younger? Do you think that you have to be young to have LASIK? The truth is that LASIK isn't just for young people, and many patients in their 50s and 60s are experiencing the joys of LASIK. And that's why you should consider LASIK with Stanford-trained Dr. William Ellis. He's not only my ophthalmologist, personally he's my friend, and I can vouch for his expert skills. Ellis Eye has several convenient locations, including their newest location in San Francisco on Maiden Lane. To celebrate this grand opening, Dr. Ellis is offering my listeners, military or police, a free LASIK evaluation valued at $360 and substantial savings on LASIK surgery. Take advantage of this great offer now by calling 888-691-2296. That's 888-691-2296. Put yourself in the skilled and caring hands of Dr. William Ellis. And remember, you don't have to be young to have LASIK. Call 888-691-2296 and tell him Dr. Savage sent you.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture, and here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
There he is. Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing.
It is the Savage Nation. Suddenly it's 1959, where there are fins on everyone's head. And we're talking about the release of my new book, Trump's War, today around America. And people are reporting that they can't find it in New York, Barnes & Noble, Westbury, New Orleans, can't find it. Some are reporting they can find it. And the issue is, do you really care? I don't know. It's not up to me whether you care or not. I'm not going to sit here and scream about it. Either you're going to buy it or you're not going to buy it. You're going to read it or not going to read it. Donald Trump's going to follow it or not going to follow it. It's a plan that the president needs, but he doesn't need it. You need it. When I say his battle for America, is he alone in this battle? No, you're in this battle. What can you actually do other than vote? I'll just say it short and sweet. You can at least arm yourself with the truth. Because the left has all the arguments, they think. They have it all laid out for them. They have all their talking points right in front of them. So I make it simple for you. Trump's economic war, water repeal, Obamacare, war for our borders, culture wars, restore the military, Trump's war against the war machine, Trump's war to restore real science, and so forth. 13 chapters, but each chapter has bullet points of solutions. I don't just talk about the problems. It's as though I was asked by the president, which I was not asked when I wrote this, to come up with solutions. So every chapter has solutions in them as well. And I'm sure, as I'm sitting here, that whether it is now or in the near future, this book will become Trump's battle plan. And in some ways, we have already won on the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. But let's look at the First Amendment for a minute, because that's something that's so important to us. Savage solutions. One, root out the socialist propaganda Obama concealed in the National Defense Authorization Act. Two, jail anarchists who cross state lines to incite unrest. Three, shield religion from persecution by passing the First Amendment Defense Act. They're simple solutions, but they're far-reaching in their impact. I call for other things that are quite controversial, such as bringing back UAC, House of Un-American Activities Committee. That should be a screaming headline that would set off shockwaves across the illegitimate left. They would panic. Savage! Why, we have to pay attention to this guy. He's a best-selling author. He was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. He's saying that we want another McCarthy series of hearings. We want a new UAC. Yes, I do. And the reason is because you have your own UAC. You have boycotted me for 22 years. You have put me on no-buy lists, and you've cost me millions of dollars a year for the last 22 years. Do you know that every conservative talker in this country, they're not allowed to talk about it? I don't know why we're not allowed to talk about it. In addition to being harmed by these ad agencies, we're told we can't even mention it. We are on no-buy list. That's why you never hear ads for major, major companies, the car companies, the big ones. They're blocked by these five agencies that control the ad business and radio. They're violating the Sherman Antitrust Act, by the way. And I'm going to disclose something on this show that you've never heard before. You never thought this was coming at you, but here it comes. I've been conversing with the number one antitrust attorney in the United States of America, who happens to be a lifetime Democrat. He is the biggest antitrust lawyer in the country. He is a Democrat, but a true Democrat, not a phony progressive communist. And he says what they're doing to you is a violation of the antitrust legislation. It's a violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. They cannot do this to you. I said, they've done it to me for 22 years. They put me on a blacklist. It's called a no-buy list. He said, well, let me look into that. Well, my friends, get ready for this, because I'm going to make a prediction on this show today. If I decide to pull the trigger on this, I'm going to revolutionize the radio business. I don't expect help from Rush Limbaugh. I don't expect help from all of the other people who boycott me in their own ways. I'm doing this for the sake of freedom, and I will do it. I guarantee you, when I make up my mind, and I haven't made up my mind if I want to enter this battle, I have too many battles going on as it is. If I do, I will win. And it'll be for the betterment of everybody in this country, left or right, by the way. We're not going to let corporations, call ad agencies, dictate who can and who cannot survive in radio. It's a violation of our First Amendment rights, and there are laws against it. But that's all I want to say on that little issue right now. It's not even in Trump's war, by the way. I'm having something transcribed for me from the old days, 1975 era. It's a journal, really, of 400 pages of my years of collecting plants. It'll be an obscure book that'll be out maybe a year or two from now. Whether it's published or put on Kindle, it doesn't matter. But the individual who's transcribing it for me sent me this. She said she found this on page 291. She said, you quoted a Chinese scholar who wrote, when horses suffer, they cannot talk. And when people suffer and cannot make their voice heard by the ruler, they are no more than horses. She thought that was worthy of a quote on my radio show. It was written in the Middle Ages in China. When horses suffer, they cannot talk. And when people suffer and cannot make their voice heard by the ruler, they are no more than horses. Well, I will not be an animal. I will not be controlled. I will not be boycotted. I will not be censored. And I don't care how big these people think they are. I am David. They may be Goliath, but I will defeat them. I've done it before, and I'll do it again. And so I want to go back to the issues of the day, which is the release of my book, some of the great sound that we have for you today, the early interview that I wanted to play for you that I did this morning, early in the morning, on my local station of KSFO. I started on that station. I love it. But I have other sound that I want to play first. Donald Trump himself gave an interview on Fox News that I think you should hear a few seconds of, which is, let's start with clip number 9. You've got to hear the president himself on the Savage Nation. Listen carefully.
In the first full month of my administration following the issuance of my executive orders, illegal immigration on our southern border fell by an unprecedented 40%. I want to congratulate General Kelly. At the same time, I've issued a presidential memorandum directing the Department of State and the Department of Homeland Security to undertake immediate steps to enhance our vetting process. So we're further enhancing our vetting process. We want people in our country who love our country and have the potential to love our country and our people. That's who we want. My administration will work every day to serve and protect our great citizens, and we will not rest until the job is done.
All right, President Trump, that's a great speech. And now we're going to ask you, as president, to do what we, the people, need. We need you to investigate the ACLU immediately. They have crossed the line. They're calling for violence in the streets. They are not Americans. These are supranational criminals, in my opinion. I'm going to play a soundbite for you of one of the worst people in the world. His name is Anthony Romero, the chief of the Anti-Christian Liberties Union. Listen to what he says to Trump protesters, the vermin who beat people up, burn things, attack police. Listen to what the chairman of the Anti-Christian Liberty Union has to say in clip 11.
Let's do this together. We need you to be protagonists in this struggle. We'll do the work in the courts. You do the work in the streets. And failure is not an option. Because if
okay,
we
stop
can
right
put
there.
The press...
You do the work in the streets? You do the work in the streets? You think you're a tough guy, Anthony Romero, don't you? You think you own the courts? You think that you can use the law to destroy this country, don't you? Because you've gotten away with it for so long without consequences. Well, Anthony, let me tell you something, Bubba. There's a new sheriff in town. And as sure as I'm standing here, you are going to be investigated by this administration. And you will not only be investigated, Mr. ACLU. We will uncover, finally, all of the nefarious donors to your organization. And when we do, Mr. Romero, it's going to be a new America. It's going to be a better America. Moreover, Mr. Romero, I'm pressuring the administration very hard to create a new HUAC. Not ACLU, but HUAC. HUAC, not ACLU. HUAC, not ACLU. HUAC, not ACLU. We need a new House Un-American Activities Committee, and we need to uproot these poisonous plants that have grown in the garden of America. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. Well, if that sounds like you every morning, I'm sorry you're not alone. You see, bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women unless you use Genucel, the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix. Then, ladies and gentlemen, the bags and puffiness will go away. Susan from New Jersey wrote this. I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes, it's gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. Not only Susan, folks. Others I know have been using Genucel for the past few years, and their eyes have never looked better. The best part is the product works instantly. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, or you get your money back. I guarantee it. Call 800-SKIN-891. That's 800-SKIN-891. Plus, right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance Event, Chamonix will give you an instant $50 coupon while supplies last. So call 800-SKIN-891. 800-SKIN-891. That's 800-SKIN-891. Like a giant speed bump, sending shooting pain through your back, pain you'll be feeling all day. Back pain that makes a 30-minute commute feel like a punishing 2-hour drive. Well, here's some good news. If you're by a CVS or Walgreens, pull in right now. You heard me. Walk back to the pain relief aisle and get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream. It's in a purple box. Australian Dream is real effective medicine that really works. Rub it in where it hurts. Give yourself some relief. Try Australian Dream Back Pain Cream, backed by the empty jar guarantee. Use the entire jar if it doesn't relieve your back pain. I want you to send back the empty jar for a full refund. Pull into the nearest CVS or Walgreens. Get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream now, in the purple box, or visit AustralianDream.com.
Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Now, the ACLU is the head of the snake. They're the most dangerous organization in America. They receive most of their funding from... Not most of their funding. They receive a lot of their funding from George Soros, another great enemy of America, in my estimation. I played you one of the worst people in the world, ACLU Chief Anthony Romero, a longtime troublemaker. He has fought everything of any value in this nation, in my analysis, for years. This snake has been in the head of the ACLU. He hates mother, he hates father, he hates family, he hates church. He hates the flag, he hates our borders, he hates our language, he hates our culture. And they use the filth in black to destroy us. The stench from the bench is making me clench for 20 years now. Well, there's another character, Andre something or other, who was saying about Muslims now in clip 10. You got to hear this one. You must hear this one, and we'll discuss it.
This is directly connected to what he wanted. He said, I'm going to have a complete and total shutdown on Muslim immigration. And this is what he's trying to do through this, through proffered security rationales. But we know in the original order, that carries on to the second attempt, which they waited to do and now have stripped it of certain things to try to pass legal muster. But it's very clear the president has not said anything genuine to change his original rationale. It's still pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, right. He does want to ban Muslims. Is there anyone, does anyone not understand that we're at war? Why? This is a hard question for me to ask, and it'll be misinterpreted. Why do progressives want more Muslims in America? I'll go a step further. Why do so many gay progressives want more Muslims in America? Especially Muslims in burqas, who are amongst the most retrograde people on the planet. Why do you want people in this country who hate the way you conduct your lives? What sense does that make? They throw gays off roofs in Muslim-dominated throwback nations. In Iran, they hang gays from cranes because they interpret their religious book literally. Why do you people want more of those people in this country? Why? Because you oppose Trump, so you'd rather bring people in who would kill you? What's wrong with you? There's no answer to a question, and I came to the conclusion years ago that when you reach that point where you cannot use reason to understand what the left is doing, there is a formula that works. Just plug it in every time they do something that makes no sense to you. Liberalism is a mental disorder. They're mentally sick people. They're suicidal, by and large. And we cannot let the suicidal lead us, can we? We cannot let the suicidal amongst us lead us, or they'll lead us all over the cliff. That's why Trump won. That's why Trump has put in this so-called seven-nation ban, which is largely nations, composed largely of nations, dominated by Muslims, because he understands the existential threat to this nation. If you don't understand that, I can't help you. If you don't know history, I can't help you. If you don't know what happened to Lebanon, I can't help you. If you don't know what the Syrian civil war is about, I cannot help you. So we're battling for our survival. If you want to remain blind, led by the mentally ill, go ahead. I can't help you either. But for those of you who do fight and do understand the fight and what it is for, I can help you. Which is why I wrote Trump's War and why I need you to go out to a bookstore today and show the world that we exist. WCGA in Georgia, Wesley Line 2, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, thank you so much for articulating for us what you say every day and the way you say it. And we don't take it lightly when you talk about litigation, because you have been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, prevailed. We are so proud of you, and we thank you for not letting us be horses, because if we cannot articulate it and be heard, you're right. We are like those horses, and we don't want to be. And I just really appreciate you pushing back, because you understand that when you win a victory, you have to follow up the victory with pressure. The battle.
That's right. That's right. Well, they're fighting. They lost, but they're kicking, screaming, punching, stabbing, beating up old women. There's no fighting back against these rats.
Well, you're fighting back, and we appreciate you doing it for us. And
well, I got to tell you something right now. Every word I say on this show, I believe, that's number one, and you have to know that. But number two, every word I say puts me at great risk of losing my radio show and losing my advertisers. You have to understand, this is not pablum. I'm not putting out a vanilla radio show. I'm battling for America, and I run a great risk every day of losing stations and losing advertisers. I understand that, because the radical left runs the advertising business. They run the radio business, and they hate me. There are very few left out there who want the message of borders, language, and culture. They're terrified of it, or they hate it, and they don't even know why.
Man, we appreciate.
But you see, you are the 50-some-odd percent of America who is not represented in these ad agencies. They make believe you don't exist. They have not accepted that the world has changed. You know, to the credit of Google, as smart as they are, they're smarter than I think. They created a whole division within Google to represent the conservative viewpoint so they understand it better, because they realize there's a whole America they were missing. That has not yet happened in the radio business, not happened in the television business, has not happened in the advertising business. They're going along as though anyone who doesn't agree with their psychotic left-wing philosophy is some kind of a knuckle-dragger who doesn't buy products. It's all nonsense. So there it is. That's the whole story. I'm sending you a free copy of Trump's War. This is the Savage Nation. Thank you so much for those great compliments. We have some reviews of the book on Amazon. They're good reviews. They're beautiful reviews. I'm not going to read them to you right now. I don't have the ability to do that right now. But people who read my books understand they're not just words between paper to fill up space. Every word is carefully chosen. Every word is carefully crafted. It's another classic to add to your library of savage books. Today is the release date of Trump's War. I need you in this battle. When I come back, I have some beautiful things for you, including an interview I did this morning, and then later on, the interview with Alex Jones. That was an amazing hour. He and I really have synchronicity, I got to tell you.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. Hey, Savage Nation, I've got big news for you, news you won't hear about anywhere else. A major economic event will take place on or before March 31st. Which could have a devastating effect on every dollar you have invested or in savings. Did you hear me? March 31st. This global financial event presents economic danger for those unaware and an epic opportunity for those prepared. According to an urgent new Swiss America report, The Great Convergence of 2017, it is free. All you're going to do is call 800-289-2646. It's simple. You call 800-289-2646. I trust Swiss America. They've been with me from the beginning. Don't wait. Get The Great Convergence of 2017, a vital six-page special report in time to take the steps necessary to protect your hard-earned savings and investments. Do it now. Why risk everything? Just call 1-800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit SwissAmerica.com. The left lost, we won, and they're still acting like though they can overturn the election. Every television show, every newspaper, around the clock anti-Trump hatred. It's nauseating. So here with my little radio show, I do the best I can. My assistant just said something interesting to me. He said, you know, it's amazing you did a radio show this morning with KSFO. And you did an hour with Alex Jones. Normally you can only do 20, 30 minutes. You get your voice blows out. Now you're doing this show. He said, I think I know why you're feeling differently about Trump's war. I said, why? He said, because it's a victory lap. It's not like your other books where you were fighting an uphill battle against the illiberal machine, which is in control. You won. Your message won. And you're taking a victory lap. You're trying to get the people engaged. But the thing is, your energy's up because you don't feel like you're losing. You're winning. I said, maybe you're right. I said, America loves a winner. I feel like I'm on top of the world. I did win. My ideas have won. So just think about that. You are a winner right now. All you listeners, you actually won. They lost. Okay? So take a deep breath on that one. Now, this morning I did an interview on my local station, Cumulus-owned station, KSFO, with the morning team, Brian Sussman and Katie Green. Great people. I've had them to many of my parties, two actually. I don't do parties a lot. I'm doing one tomorrow night, a small one, a dinner for seven or eight at a private place just to celebrate the book. But I want you to hear some of this interview. It was so good. It's worth your listenership. I guarantee it. Let's listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the man who put KSFO on the map, Dr. Michael Savage.
The bane.
Good morning, doctor.
The bane of Bay Area communist, liberal, fascist SOBs. How are you?
But other than that, how are you?
I have a way to save Trump care. It's very simple. It's a really big deal. I'm trying to get the president to look at the idea. It's so commonsensical, I don't know if anyone will listen to me. I'd be remiss to not mention that today is the launch of my book, Trump's War. The bookstores have them up front. The book will sell very well. It's not a matter of whether I'm going to buy a new car as a result of the sales of the book. I have a new car. What I need is a new country. And these throwback so-called progressives are destroying everything that's necessary to save this country instead of turning us into a third world cesspool. I mean, did you ever want to really live in Mexico? Was that your goal in life? All nations are equal. That's why our ancestors fled their countries to come here. That's why the third worlders come here, because it's the same as the hellhole they're leaving. How do we maintain this great nation other than through borders, language, and culture? Okay, so now we're down to the fight about health care for all. Where is it written in the U.S. Constitution that we're supposed to provide everyone gold-plated health care from birth until death? Tell me where it's written. Who pays
for it? It's not a right. It's not a right.
Who pays for it? When my father had a heart attack back in the 50s, he had no health insurance. He's laying there in an oxygen tent up in Monticello, New York. It was during the summer. The doctor said, look, he's in intensive care. It's going to cost you $100 a week. Now, that was a fortune then. Single, you know, he was the single breadwinner. We paid it. No money was coming into the family. I had to leave school and go to work in my father's store. I left in the junior year of college to run the little store. Was it a stress on me? Did it slow my life down? Yeah, so what? Who says life is supposed to give you everything that you want every second of the day other than the Russian emigres who came to this country, many of them, and got everything that communism promised them but didn't deliver? And boy, do they ever demand it here. Ask the doctors in San Francisco how they're treated by the emigres, whether they be Russian or any other nationality, how they push the doctors around to demand everything. Who pays for this? So my solution, I'm going on and on because I'm so excited by the idea. When I was 18 years old and got a driver's license, I had to buy insurance for the car, right? We all get car insurance.
Right.
Well, I was shocked to find out I'd have to pay more than my father. Why? I said, Dad, I don't make any money. I'm just a kid. How can I pay that insurance? He said, you're going into a high-risk pool because the statistics prove that teenage drivers get into more auto wrecks, so you have to pay more. I said, that's not fair. I don't make as much money as you do. He said, that's the way it is. Statistics tell the insurance companies who's the higher risk, and they pay a higher premium. It's called a high-risk pool. The same should apply to health care. If you're in a high-risk profession, race car driver, whatever it may be, you pay more. You lead a risky lifestyle. Let's say you have multiple sex partners every week. That's great, isn't it? Then you've got to pay more for your health care insurance. You're at a higher risk than the grandmother who goes to church every day, aren't you? Of a disease, or am I making this up? Is that unfair?
No, they do the same thing with smokers.
Well, why shouldn't it apply to the Trump care? Donald Trump announced that he's going to insist that we have a high-risk pool for high-risk individuals. That could save billions of dollars a year. Do you know that? So that's my big deal today. It's so commonsensical. People say big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal because common sense isn't used in America anymore. Marxism is used. Communism. Everyone's equal. Was everyone equal when you were going to school?
No, and you know what? And I'm glad. I'm glad everyone's not equal. I'm glad life's not fair. It makes me a better person. It's made you a better person. It's made Katie more productive. Life not being fair is a good thing.
George Orwell wrote, in Animal Farm, some animals are more equal than others. So all these lying pigs on the left tell us about their progressive values. They tell us about their rotten, stinking, lying progressive values, and then they tell us that some animals are more equal than others. After telling us to shut our mouths when we see the unfairness of affirmative action, the unfairness of giving illegal aliens gold-plated welcomes to this nation while veterans are rotting in VA hospitals, they tell us to shut our mouths. It's time we got in their faces and not let these rats run this country off the rails anymore. I'm so sick of it, you have no idea. I've worked all my life to see these low-life rats run wild in my country. Are those too strong, those words? Good. Because strong medicine is required for a very sick patient. And the progressive left is a mentally ill patient. And I'm not going to let the mentally ill run the asylum anymore.
Michael, the new book, of course, Trump's War, out today, along with just kind of dissecting, slicing and dicing what's in this book. You also give 42 succinct, reasonable solutions, and that's what I love. You're not just talking, you're giving solutions. And I just have to ask this question. You spent time with Donald Trump personally, one-on-one. In the papers I read, it was for about an hour. How much of this were you able to share with him during that discussion, or was it really just lighter fare as you two getting to know each other a little better?
He had me over to his table at Mar-a-Lago because I had sent a message when he came in and we talked. He put his arm around me in front of the entire crowd. He said, I wouldn't be president without this man. So you know
good.
What, you liberals? I'm the man who got Donald Trump.
Good.
In. Shove it up your toot. I don't care what you... Okay, I'm the godfather of this revolution that's going on, whether you like it or not. And I live here in the most corrupt area in the United States of America, the most politically corrupt city in the entire country, worse than New Orleans. All right, so the point is, I had mentioned to Donald Trump through his aides at that dinner that I'd like to spend some time with him to talk about fake science. We all know about fake news. We know about the Wolf Blitzers, the Jake Tappers. We all know about the fake newsmen here in the Bay Area. You know, the empty suits and empty skirts who produce nothing, riding around in these expensive trucks, never identifying the perpetrators if they're not white males. You get the picture.
Yep.
Okay. I said, Mr. Trump, I want to talk about fake science. Your CDC is run by politicians with medical degrees. Well, about an hour into the meal, his aide came over and said, the president would love to see you. And he invited me over to the table. I met his lovely wife, who is absolutely the most charming first lady America's had, not since Jackie Kennedy. She's far beyond Jackie Kennedy. Jackie Kennedy was an ungainly woman in person. Melania is a stunning first lady. Moreover, she speaks four languages. And I congratulated her for reading the Lord's Prayer that afternoon at that rally in Melbourne, Florida.
Okay, right.
And I said to her, I heard it. I said it moved me to tears. You know what she said? I said, I know why you did it. You came here from a communist country where God was not permitted to be mentioned. And I guess you were saying in your own way, God is back in America with the Trumps. And she nodded. She got it. And Donald Trump, when she left to go back to the room for her with her child, said to me, we didn't know what she was going to say. It was all on her own. It was beautiful. We loved it. She's so stunning. And look how the media reacted to her. Because she's not some progressive loser. They won't even pay any attention to how brilliant and wonderful this woman is. To make a long story short, we sat for 90 minutes. He ate dessert. I don't eat dessert. That's why I'm still living. He doesn't drink, I drink. Therefore, he eats sweets, I don't.
Right.
He put out a big plate of ice cream and chocolate syrup. He said, come on, have the greatest dessert in the world. Now, when the president eats vanilla ice cream and chocolate syrup, can you say no?
You've got to do it.
I ate it. And frankly, we didn't talk much policy. We are going to reserve that for another time, but I'm desperate for him to get a real scientist into the NIH and the CDC, to be honest with you. Obama destroyed almost every agency he touched. He politicized everything he touched, that left-wing fanatic, loser liar. You know what he did to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control? Do you have time for this one?
Yeah, Michael, we do have time, although Sherry's reminded we only have a minute or two left, but what we don't finish here, you can finish on your show at noon, of course.
Okay, well, I'm just so amped up because this is it, Trump's war. This is the day that we go out to the bookstores and join Trump's army, the armies of the day. It's either now or never. Either we join or we sit on the sidelines and let the rats take over this country and destroy us and turn us into a third world cesspool. And let me tell you something, I never wanted to live in the third world. My grandfather emigrated from Russia to escape communism. I didn't want to wake up to communism in this country. I don't care how they're peddling it, nor what wrapping they put around it. It is still communism. It will destroy this nation. You want the proof? Go look at South America. Look at what happened in socialist, you know, the nation, where they fight over a salami in the butcher store and they're killing the animals in the zoo because there's no meat. That's the wonders of socialism.
Yep.
Okay? Ask your progressive friends in the Mission District what life is like from the hellholes they came from and why they're so anxious to reproduce the garbage can that they left behind.
Michael Savage, he's our guy. The book, Trump's War. It is, of course, a must-read, and it's always a must-listen-to show. And, Michael, I just have to tell you, we're convinced because of your huge, you know, a lot of people listen to you online from all over the world. We've been the beneficiaries of that. We're pretty much convinced that's why we have so many people listening to us online on the morning show. This is the most listened-to local show in the country, and I believe it has a lot to do with your audience and your presence on this station.
You know, I was told that, what is there, eight radio stations in this cluster here, the Cumulus Cluster, eight, including
right.
sports stations, KSFO, KGO,
right.
that the streaming on my show, for my show, exceeds all eight stations together.
It does. It does. Yeah.
I haven't
it
seen
does.
It yet, but actually I did see it once. So, yes, you have a huge international audience as a result of KSFO streaming it. So, obviously, there's something in the message that's resonating with an awful lot of people. Except here in the wonderful, advanced, progressive Bay Area, where only left-wing fanaticism is permitted to be expressed. You know, freedom is wonderful, especially when you have multiple ideas on different topics. We don't live in freedom. We live in a fascist dictatorship, a one-party system in the city, a one-party system in the state. It's a disaster. Hopefully this will change as well once Trump's war spreads down to the municipal level.
Michael, the book is out. Buy it in the stores. Buy it online. Buy a couple copies and give them away. Michael, we'll hear you today at noon. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. My friends at MyPillow always have great deals. For a limited time, call 800-768-0898 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code SAVAGE, and you get Mike's four-pack special. You'll get 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Buy now, and MyPillow will also extend their New Year money-back guarantee through April 1st, 2017. You can have the pillow for months, and if you aren't happy, you can return it for a full guarantee. I've had MyPillow for over a year, and since I've had their ultra-thin pillow, I've never slept better. I've always had the hardest time finding the perfect pillow until I ordered my pillow. They sent me exactly what I needed and I couldn't be happier. Don't lose out on these incredible offers. Now through the end of March, my pillow is offering Mike's four-pack special. You'll get 40% off two my pillow premium pillows and two go anywhere pillows. So go online to mypillow.com, code SAVAGE for this incredible offer. Or call 800-768-0898. That's 800-768-0898 for my Mike's four-pack special. My pillow made in the USA, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up tomorrow morning from 5 to 9, it's the KSFO Morning Show on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Well, look, you know, we're talking about health care costs, and we all need medicine, but prescription medication costs really add up, and you don't know that pharmacy prices vary wildly, and insurance isn't always your best bet. With GoodRx, you can stop paying too much for your prescriptions. What is GoodRx? It's an easy way for Americans to save up to 80% on their prescriptions. In fact, most people save at least 49% off of the retail price of medication. And GoodRx is very easy to use. They even used my name. You just text GoodRx, that's 466-379, and then you enter the code SAVAGE. Then you type in the name of your prescription and your zip code. Boom, you get a price. While GoodRx is not insurance, GoodRx prices often beat insurance prices. Don't go to the pharmacy without first checking drug prices at GoodRx. GoodRx saves you money, and it's totally free. No membership required. No need to give away personal information. Did you hear that? And to see how you can start saving money on your prescriptions, just text GoodRx 466-379. Enter the code SAVAGE. That's it. GoodRx 466-379 on your mobile phone. Code SAVAGE. What have you got to lose? Nothing. Just money to save. So check out GoodRx for your prescription now. It is just so simple. Text GoodRx 466-379 and enter the code SAVAGE. Try it today. Don't wait. Go to GoodRx today. Kevin on KMAJ Radio in Kansas, line 3. What's your topic, please?
Dr. Savage, it's my pleasure to call you today. I just want to start out by saying I'm a 41-year-old, a local small business owner in Topeka, Kansas. And I called earlier to talk to your screen caller and talk about pharmacy prices. I literally went to one pharmacy for some insulin for my dog. That has diabetes, and one pharmacy charged $130 for a vial of insulin, and the person that was selling it to me said the price so fast that I really didn't understand what she said, so I purchased it, got home, realized how much I just spent, and eventually took it back. I went down the street to another pharmacy, and literally the price was $24. How is that even possible? How is that even legal?
Well, it's funny. You're following the ad for GoodRx, which is one of my advertisers. The ad says they vary from pharmacy to pharmacy, and, you know, we need someone to balance them all out and see what the best price is. So they gouge if they can get away with it, and people maybe don't even know that they're paying that much. I do know this. You're getting a free book that's worth $25.95 for absolutely nothing. You're getting it in the mail. It's called Trump's War, and I thank you for listening to this program. There's another big hour of the show. It is the day of the launch of Trump's War. I would hope you'd go into a bookstore and check it out, because once you open it and see how brilliant it is, you're not going to be able to put it down. Thank you for listening.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
In my chapter on the war for our borders, I ask a question. How about sanctuary for U.S. citizens? How about that? How about sanctuary for U.S. citizens? Well, I opened up the Hill magazine this morning, and I saw this headline, Where is the Sanctuary for Our Citizens, by the great Sheriff David Clark. And he writes about an illegal immigrant in Stamford, Connecticut, a sanctuary city, who allegedly raped a 3-year-old girl. One stayed over, the grief-stricken families of teenage girls who were killed with machetes and baseball bats finally saw their illegal immigrant murderers indicted. 10 of the 15 arrested were in the country illegally. And against this backdrop, writes the sheriff, a group of non-compliant sanctuary city law unenforcement executives signed a letter calling those who wish to enforce already existing immigration laws extremists. My friends, it would be funny if it weren't so dangerous. It would be very funny if you looked at the chaos in our cities today called sanctuary cities. And I write all about it in Trump's War for Our Borders, and I ask, how about sanctuary for U.S. citizens? Something you need to know are the facts, the facts, the facts. They're irrefutable. This morning I was on the Alex Jones Show. We talked about this topic of illegal immigration and many others. I'd like you to listen in for a few minutes and tell me what you think right now on the Savage Nation.
All right, for the next 30 minutes, we're honored to have one of my favorite guests, and one of your favorite guests I know, Dr. Michael Savage. MichaelSavage.com, MichaelSavage.WND.com. And the reason we're all here with Trump in office is our audience, Matt Drudge, Michael Savage, and Donald Trump putting out the truth, breaking down the facts, and you can see in everything Trump does and what Stephen Bannon does, Michael Savage right there. And it's not about giving him credit because he doesn't care. He doesn't need the money or the accolades. It's about what's winning and what the truth is and our superior ideology. When I say superior, they want to ban the ideology of Americana and Renaissance. Because compared to theirs, I mean, it's like North Korean ideology, banning whiteboards at universities all over because someone might write something bad. That's beyond burning books. We're entering a new level all over the country. Can't wear American flags in a basketball game. It hurts the Muslims. Well, then they shouldn't be here if they are hurt by a flag. I thought you wanted to be Americans. So joining us is Michael Savage. I asked him, what do you want to talk about? We talked 30 seconds before he came on. He said, censorship. And I was like, wow, that's the first thing I wanted to hit. German official wants $53 million fine for fake news or hate posts. And that, of course, we're already getting banned in Europe. Twitter, Facebook are blocking our posts. Google kicked us off Google Ads 2 weeks ago that was set to basically be the profit we would have this year to fund our operation. We're under attack. Savage is being blacklisted. Dr. Michael Savage joins us. Thank you so much for coming on with us, Doc. I kind of set the table there. Where do you want to go first?
Who was the Nazi in Germany who pretends to be a nice guy? Who's the Nazi in Germany who wants the $53 million fine for expressing a different opinion? Who is this neo-Nazi?
That's one of the ministers, and that's one of the leaders of one of the major political parties. That's Justice Minister Heiko Maas, a member of the center-left Social Democratic Party.
Wait a minute. What do you mean center-left Social Democratic Party? The National Socialism was a center-left Social Democratic Party under Adolf Hitler.
That's right.
And we have the same thing in America now, called the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party of America, under the guise of fairness for all. Look, it's a war. It's a civil war, God darn it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of them picking up sticks and beating up old women and calling it anti-fascism. When are the Hells Angels and the plumbers going to join the front lines and show those left-wing slime bags what fascism really looks like?
I agree. Snoop Dogg puts out a video, Viacom promotes it, saying kill the president, kill police officers. And at a certain point, we're not looking for violence, but they're organizing violence against America. I mean, when are people going to start falling down and hitting their heads so they learn they're pushing for revolution in a war? They're going to get one.
Well, Alex, we're there already. The war has started. We're in the Civil War. There's no question about it. Who's winning, though, is the question. Who is really winning? We elected the president. We allegedly own the Senate. We have the House. And we're getting nothing done. No tax cuts. Not a brick laid for the wall. What's been done? Because they're obstructionists, as you well know. So I don't want to just keep going back to Trump's War, the book, Trump's War, the book.
No, but that's it. You said a month before the election, the last time you were here, if he wins, the real war starts.
Well, the real war has started, but first we have to look at the enemies within. The Paul Ryans, I will not defend Donald Trump no matter what, right? What more do we need to know other than the enemy within is the enemy within? So what do we do about it? Well, for one, we stop playing nice with Paul Ryan, and we stop playing nice with Mitch the Gobbler McConnell. We understand that the left wing of the Republican Party has never gone away. The left wing of the Republican Party, in fact, is impeding Donald Trump at every turn. The left wing of the Republican Party is the Democrat Party, is the Socialist Party, USA. It's all one. As long as they get what they want, they don't care about social issues. They don't care about cultural issues. They don't care about borders, language, or culture. All they care about is feathering their own nests and feathering the military-industrial complex with another endless war.
In fact, they're in competition, aren't they, Dr. Savage, with the nation state, the family, because that creates success and independence. They are actually at war with prosperity for the general public.
When I was 18, I read Karl Marx in its entirety, in an English translation, of course. And one of the things that struck me was one of his chief targets, Karl Marx, one of his chief targets was the family. It was the family. He said the family is a bourgeois institution that stands in the way of progress, and it must be eliminated at all costs. Now enter all the social policies of the last 30 or 40 years. You'll see every last one of them aims at mother and father and child. Every policy of the left is aimed at the middle class as we know it. You'll notice that Hillary Clinton started changing her pitch in the last 4 months to middle class, middle. Remember Bernie Sanders got the message, middle class, middle. But they were anti-middle class.
I was about to say, at first they didn't have any American flags at their convention.
Yeah.
And then they would never, they took out in the Pledge of Allegiance, One Nation Under God. Now she's back saying, oh, God bless you, and dressed like a little old lady that's going to cook cookies for you.
Yeah, it sounds like someone on the Trump team who we won't talk about, who wears little doilies now after the splaying shot there in the Oval Office on the sofa with the legs behind it. But let's put that aside, because that was just a comedic moment of insanity. Let's talk about the healthcare thing, because the first thing Castro did after becoming a communist, you remember when he took, people don't know this, that when he took power in Cuba, he said he's not a communist. He would not bring in communism. People don't remember that. I had a friend who actually went over to Cuba and got stuck there during the revolution. Bruce, I'll never forget him. But he said in the beginning it was wonderful. It seemed like liberation. Then he started killing his cohorts, and then he announced he is a communist. The next thing he did is he gave the Cuban peasants what? Health care. But where does Castro go for his health care when he needed it while he was still living? He flew in a doctor from Miami. He didn't use a Cuban doctor. The Cuban doctors are for the peasants.
That's right. Let's turn that around. They had health care before. He took their health care and made you get it from the state.
Thank you. Now, let's look at our health care. This stupid Obamacare now became Trump care. They're not really repealing it. Savage came up with a solution, which is in Trump's war, and I discussed it on my radio show yesterday.
Everybody should get the book.
Alex, listen, this is so commonsensical, no one's picked up on it. It makes so much sense that people are ignoring it. Savage says put high-risk individuals in high-risk insurance pools.
That's what my dad says, and he ran medical companies for decades.
If you're a driver, you pay higher rates if you had accidents. If you go for any kind of insurance.
If you're an astronaut, if you're a deep water welder, you pay because you're in a high-risk pool.
That's what I'm saying. So why shouldn't it apply to Trump care? High-risk individuals, high-risk pools. You have multiple sex partners every week, you go in a high-risk pool. You shouldn't pay the same as a grandmother.
You smoke three packs of cigarettes a day, you go in a high-risk pool.
Crazy. Why is this not being picked up? I hope after your show, the headline is Savage says, high-risk pools for high-risk individuals to save Trump care.
We will. That'll be that one.
I've sent it, by the way. I've sent it to Donald Trump via some internal, you know,
sure.
Routing.
By the way, I know he loves you. I talk to people that talk to him all the time. I talk to him some. He loves Michael Savage. He listens to your show. So, I mean, obviously, it makes sense. This is a much better plan. Rand Paul has a good plan that talks about the things you're saying. Why is he then going with this Paul Ryan thing?
Because politics is a compromise. He knows he has to get things done. The question is, this is too big an issue to compromise on. And it was the signature, one of the signature pieces of the campaign was, we're going to repeal Obamacare, right? Well, okay, so the people are very unhappy. And we need to gut the whole thing and start all over again. I am sick and tired of people who lead healthy lifestyles, clean lifestyles, if you want to put it that way, paying the same as illegal immigrants, who, by the way, should have no health care.
My dad and mom hadn't used their insurance in over 20 years, and as soon as this came in, they doubled their prices, and so my parents are paying higher prices, and then people that have been milking the system, they're paying lower. It's incredible.
Well, isn't that socialism? Some animals are more equal than others. Isn't that what Orwell told us about? Some animals are more equal than others, Alec. We're not equal to the liberals. Because they're, you know, it's four legs good, two legs bad. We walk on two legs, they walk on four, and they're superior to us because they have four legs, Alex. George Orwell wrote it. I loved Orwell because he was a socialist in the 30s when it was very popular, until he found out what socialists were actually doing to their people. He saw Hitler, he saw Stalin, he saw the totalitarianism.
Oh, as you know, he fought, he wrote a bunch of nonfiction books, he fought in the Spanish Civil War against the Nazis, and then found out the communists were just as bad and were planning to actually just enslave. So that's why in his allegory, the pigs, at first they two legs bad, but as soon as they run the humans off, they start walking on their two legs as well. Meet the new, you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Well, what I loved about a very obscure statement of Orwell was, if a man comes to plant the bomb in your mother's house, plant one in his mother's house first. So I 100% support Donald Trump firing drones at these throwbacks. Good idea. You know, I'm so tired of hearing about collateral damage. How about the collateral damage here in America from political correctness? We've had one piece of collateral damage after another. Do I have to go back to the incident in Orlando where all the gays were slaughtered? We've forgotten that because it's an inconvenient truth. San Bernardino, the two Muslims killed their co-workers. Inconvenient truth, the collateral damage. There's only one way to win a war, Alex. It's horrible. It's terrible. War is horrible. It's called kill them. They're never going to see it your way. And the collateral damage, unfortunately, is part of warfare.
Well, let's expand on that. Obama and Hillary backed ISIS, backed these invasions. Trump's cleaning them out. And in these towns where the people are supposed to be refugees and come out and get checked if they're not terrorists, if they're all staying there in the towns, then they're open in war to be bombarded. That's the way it works.
Yeah, well, we can't talk about their women and children without sounding like we're mean. Unfortunately, they don't care too much about our women and children.
You mean the suicide bomber kids?
No, ISIS doesn't care much about women and children.
Exactly.
They're not fanatical Muslims. They kill moderate Muslims, women and children. They turn Yazidi girls 8 years old into sex slaves. I didn't hear Hillary, the great woman supporter, say one word while the girls were crying out for help. Not one word from that lying witch. So I don't want to get distracted.
No, I agree. Let's talk about Trump's war, what he's got ahead of him, what he needs to do, because clearly we're here. Nationalism's exploding worldwide. The socialists, the control freaks are desperate. How are they going to counterstrike? What do we do? I know the book breaks it down, the blueprint, Trump's war, his battle for America. Undoubtedly, this is it. He's trying to turn the economy back on. He's very fatalistic. He's on a mission. He's a great guy. He's not perfect. None of us are. But Trump clearly is for real. And we're moving forward. What do we do, Dr. Savage?
Well, let's take it issue by issue. Right now, the issue in the news is what? It's health care. Okay, big issue. And he's suddenly almost, the ship has come to a stall. The engines have stopped. People don't know what to do. The costs are through the ceiling. Let's come up with a commonsensical beginning. Donald Trump gives a speech tomorrow which says, I have a partial solution to the impasse. It's not perfect, but it's going to help us save billions of dollars in the short run and trillions in the long run.
High-risk pools.
Bingo! When I was 18 years old, got a driver's license, went to get insurance, had a part-time job. They told me my insurance would cost more than my dad. I went to my dad. I said, Dad, why do I have to pay more insurance than you? I'm a kid. I don't have the money. He said, because kids your age get into more accidents. Sorry. Well, guess what? I found the money. I took a second after-school job. I paid my auto insurance until I proved that I was an individual who no longer should be in the high-risk pool. That I think it was 2 years later that I was made into an adult, you know, at a regular rate.
I remember being like 22 years old, and all of a sudden my insurance went down by like half. And again, this is what it's all about: behavior. It's all about what you've done. It's all about free market. It's not about just give everything away free and then wonder why the economy blows up.
All we have to do is look at South America. How did socialism work out down there? In our dear neighbor that used to be a thriving nation with a great middle class. Does anyone remember the name of the country called Venezuela? Has it been dropped from the lexicon of the left because it's a disaster and a disastrous example of what socialism actually brings? Forget what Robert Reich, the midget from Berkeley, says, or what the seltzer man from Brooklyn, Bernie Sanders, says. These are hardcore fanatical midgets. The reality is seen in that nation where they're starving to death. That's socialism. The idiots out there who don't know this know nothing. They're the useful idiots of our time.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. Well, if that sounds like you every morning, I'm sorry you're not alone. You see, bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women unless you use GenuCell, the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix. Then, ladies and gentlemen, the bags and puffiness will go away. Susan from New Jersey wrote this. I've been using GenuCell for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes, it's gone. Even the crow's feet.
and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. Not only Susan, folks. Others I know have been using Genucel for the past few years, and their eyes have never looked better. The best part is the product works instantly. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, or you get your money back. I guarantee it. Call 800-SKIN-891. That's 800-SKIN-891. Plus, right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance event, Chamonix will give you an instant $50 coupon while supplies last. So call 800-SKIN-891. 800-SKIN-891. That's 800-SKIN-891. Pull out the item you've been waiting for so long, only to get a huge shock. Someone's already filed for your return. You probably didn't know that identity thieves could use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. In fact, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected identity theft tax refund fraud in 2016. Thankfully, though, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take and the calls to make to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Join now and get 10% off by using promo code SAVAGE. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to lifelock.com, promo code SAVAGE. That's SAVAGE, and you save 10% now at lifelock.com.
Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. So I went on my own website, michaelsavage.com, and I read the comments on the bottom where people can do a message board. And I just saw this one about the boycott of my book. Karen Burns wrote 39 minutes ago, I popped into several bookstores in the East Bay of, that's the East Bay of here, San Francisco. That would be Oakland or Albany or Richmond. And was told that regular customers threatened to boycott the bookstores if anything with Trump's name appears in a title. How's that for liberalism in action? How's that for a blacklist, folks? You think they're alone? These commie bookstores threatened by these vermin with headscarves on? And I mean the bacalao. I'm talking about the guys who put the masks on when they break store windows and attack the police. No, the guys who put the scarves around their faces. Half of them are probably Berkeley professors. God knows who they are. All right, so now they're boycotting bookstores with any book with the name Trump in it. Isn't that nice for freedom of the First Amendment? Don't you just love the fascism of the left? Well, my friends, there's a lot more to be said about this healthcare thing. I think we need armed guards in front of every hospital's emergency room. Illegal aliens are not entitled to health care. Why are they abusing our emergency rooms the way they are? It's all in Trump's war. Buy it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, Savage Nation, I've got big news for you. News you won't hear about anywhere else. A major economic event will take place on or before March 31st, which could have a devastating effect on every dollar you have invested or in savings. Did you hear me? March 31st. This global financial event presents economic danger for those unaware and an epic opportunity for those prepared. According to an urgent new Swiss America report, The Great Convergence of 2017, it is free. All you're going to do is call 800-289-2646. It's simple. You call 800-289-2646. I trust Swiss America. They've been with me from the beginning. Don't wait. Get The Great Convergence of 2017, a vital six-page special report in time to take the steps necessary to protect your hard-earned savings and investments. Do it now. Why risk everything? Just call 1-800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com. Great article called in Newsmax, Savage Fights Trump's War as President von Clausewitz. Von Clausewitz was an Austrian diplomat, I believe, who said that politics is war by other means. And she writes, Jane Blakemore writes, before there was Donald J. Trump, there was Michael Savage. After all, it was top talker Savage who, long before Trump arrived on the political scene, spent years blasting the establishment wings of both parties over issues like spiraling debt and open borders. Savage's latest bestseller, she writes, Trump's War, is a guidebook for the new president and his supporters to understand the high stakes now underway in the ongoing battles over health care, trade, the deficit, and border security. As his legions of listeners know, Savage has routinely scorched the airwaves with fiery diatribes against illegal vermin flooding across the border to trample the rule of law in America, flouting political correctness for decades in favor of a gospel of borders, language, and culture. He apparently had one New York billionaire listening. 2 weeks ago, Savage's family shared dinner with the new president at Mar-a-Lago, blah, blah, blah. The recent tug of war over the House GOP's replacement plan for Obamacare, which Senator Tom Cotton, R-ARC, warns will not pass the Senate and could cost Repubs their control of the House in 2018, suggests Savage's preternatural sense of the American zeitgeist remains as sharp as ever, she writes. She's a good writer. As befits a thinker who earned his Ph.D. in epidemiology and nutrition sciences from the University of California at Berkeley, Savage's book is rooted in a diverse intellectual menagerie ranging from Plato to Jefferson to Madison to Thomas Paine to Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and Gary Cooper. I really like that line. Not satisfied just to put the axe to the policies of Trump's predecessor, Savage concludes each chapter of his book with his own policy recommendations on how to craft a more perfect union, which he calls Savage Solutions. At other moments, Savage holds up his lamp to Republican dogma and exposes its inconsistencies. America and the West have needlessly provoked Russia by expanding NATO right to Russia's doorstep, he writes. Not all environmental regulations are communistic, he insists. We ought to take care of our animal friends and not poison them. And Washington, he says, has become an empire run by globalist elites, multinational corporations, and international bodies of bureaucrats, where national borders are an impediment to progress, as are the cultures of the various nations within them. Savage also presents the reader with an exhaustive list of nearly 200 activist groups, he says, were funded by the Hungarian-American billionaire investor George Soros, a man that he brands as, quote, the Napoleon of American socialism, unquote. Pretty good. With Trump cast as commander-in-chief, Savage is satisfied to serve as chief military strategist, a political Karl von Clausewitz. At times, Savage seems to be tilting at windmills that are not spinning much anymore. That's pretty good. I like the slight criticism. Let's see what else. I won't read the rest, but it's really well written. I like good writing. What else do I want to talk about this? I don't know. Did you see the Judge Napolitano on Fox, who I like very much, reported today that three intelligence sources say that Obama looked to a British agency of spies to spy on Donald Trump? Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano claimed, quote, three intelligence sources say President O looked to British spy agency GCHQ to obtain transcripts of conversations involving President Donald Trump on Fox and Friends on Tuesday. Three intelligence sources, he says, have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command. He didn't use the NSA, he didn't use the CIA, he didn't use the FBI, and he didn't use Department of Justice. He used GCHQ. That's initials for the British spying agency. They have 24/7 access to the NSA database. So by simply having two people go to them saying President Obama needs transcripts of conversations involving candidate Trump, conversations involving President-elect Trump, he's able to get it. And there's no American fingerprints on this. Obama is a sneak. He should be tried right now. Don't tell me he's above the law. He's not above the law. If he committed crimes while president, he should be tried for them right now. I don't care what Maxine the Jackal says. I don't care what that Pelosi creature says. Impeach him now. Impeach him in the court of law. Show the world what a lousy snake he is. Obama spent $36 million in his last year on lawyers to block turning over federal records under the Freedom of Information Act. Listen to what I just said. That lousy, dirty communist sneak spent $36 million of taxpayer money on lawyers to block turning over records, federal records, under the Freedom of Information Act. For a second consecutive year, the sneaky, dirty Obama administration set a record for times federal employees told citizens, journalists, and others that despite searching, they couldn't find a single page of files that were requested. What more do we need to show you how evil he is and what a liar he is and how the media covered for this dirty sneak every day of his administration. You want to hear more about it? I'm not going to tell you any more about it. You need to know no more about Obama. His name itself has become a noun for evil. It is no longer the name of a man. It's a noun for evil. It is a noun for evil. No, it's a verb. Obama has become a verb for evil, not a noun. As you know, a noun is a person, place, or a thing. The word Obama is no longer a noun. It has become a verb for evil. So if you say to someone, don't pull an Obama on me, you're expressing, or don't be an Obama, please. That means don't be a sneak. Don't be an Obama means stop lying to me. You get it? Yeah, okay, you got it, sure. It really matters when you have the vermin in the media covering for him even now and attacking Trump at every turn. I'm getting so sick and tired. I am so sick and tired of looking at USA Today. Every day another attack. Every newspaper in the country around the clock, anti-Trump propaganda. Every day Trump bashing. Every day lies, repeated lies, over and over and over and over again. You know, Hitler had a prime minister, a minister of propaganda who named Goebbels, who did the same exact thing as USA Today, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, CNN. He said that if you tell a big lie often enough, it will become the truth. This is what we have going on in America today. There are very few of us who see what is going on and have the ability to even express it. CBO says 14 million will lose coverage under Obamacare repeal. Premiums will surge. I do not discuss Obamacare. Perhaps the most boring topic in the entire universe is health care. I can't do it. 14 million more people would be uninsured under the House Obamacare repeal plan in 2018 than under current law. The CBO said Monday in a highly anticipated report. Can I ask a question? Where is it written that everyone must be covered by health care other than in Cuba? How'd that work out for them in Cuba? Do you know the first thing that the Castros gave the peasants was health care? Do you understand that? There's a limit to what you can give people for nothing? I have an answer to the problem in Trump's war. Raise the copay. That's the most important thing. What you don't understand is that if you give somebody something for nothing that's limitless, they will take it. Many people are retired. They have nothing to do, so they go to doctors. Monday, they see the cardiologist. Tuesday, the proctologist. Wednesday, the urologist. Thursday, the neckologist. Friday, they see the footologist. It's all free. So every day they have an appointment. They have a reason to get up, shave, get dressed, go to the doctor, because it's for free. And they take advantage of the system. If you made them pay $35 minimum per appointment, they'd reduce it, I can guarantee you. And if they see a specialist more than twice, make it $100. I'm not obligated to pay for them. And number two, here's the one that really bothers me. I'm very serious about this. When I was a kid, I got my first car. Naturally, I had to get car insurance. I remember how much my father paid for insurance for him as an adult driver. It was low. Me, they wanted to charge like five times more because I was 18 years old, and they knew that younger guys got into more accidents. Just statistically, it was true. We got, you know, in a car, we went crazy. So they put us into what is called assigned risk. Why were we in assigned risk pools? Because my age group got into more accidents, so we had to pay more. What effect did that have on me? Made me a more cautious driver. I want to see assigned risk pools for Obamacare. If you lead a risky lifestyle, I'm sorry, pay more. Maybe it'll cut you back on a few of your proclivities. Okay, that's number one. It's all in my book, Trump's War, which is why it's so important that you read the darn thing. Common sense is nowhere to be found anywhere, especially in the media. I want people to go into assigned risk pools in Trump care if they lead risky lifestyles. And you know what I'm talking about. There are many risky lifestyles. You could be a race car driver. Why should you pay the same premium as that woman from Howard Beach? Why? You're a martial artist. You're in the ring. Why should you pay the same premium? So what do you think about putting high-risk people in high-risk pools? Here's what someone said on my website. The high-risk policies should be for those who have documented health conditions, such as diabetes or cancer, and who are not part of a group plan. An individual with diabetes should pay more than a person who does not have any chronic diseases. The key to insurance is coverage for unforeseen events. If you have a chronic disease, That is not an unforeseen event and needs to be addressed in premium payments. All this talk of covering pre-existing conditions is essentially shifting costs from the unhealthy to everyone else. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree with that more. William Foster writes, I worked 24 years as an insurance loss control rep for commercial accounts, high-risk businesses, and those with bad loss records. They all landed in the assigned risk pool and understandably paid higher premiums. For example, crop dusters. Sam Saraguru writes, my father was an insurance agent, as are my two brothers, so I am familiar with the assigned risk program. I am not sure if it is still in existence, given the push to be so egalitarian and say it is not fair to charge young men and assume that they have few brain, blah, 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 blah. Nevertheless, I think this is an excellent idea. Sure, if you're into putting yourself at risk because you have a death wish by virtue of your, quote, lifestyle, then, and your probability of getting truly seriously injured, even paralyzed, and needing nursing care for the rest of your life, why shouldn't you pay more than someone who leads a more sedate, safe lifestyle? Great idea. So everyone agrees with me, except those who, of course, want you to pay for their insurance and their health care. Last night I watched a show called Intervention for as long as I could take it. I can't stand these shows. I get so angry at the junkies and the alcoholics. I can't stand it. I get angry. I get enraged. I have no sympathy for them at all. They showed a girl who had been a track star or something as a kid, and she slipped into drug use. I'm not saying I like to see her in pain, but I'm sick and tired of glorifying her. And to make matters even worse, they show her. She comes home every 6 weeks to wash her laundry in her family's home. She throws her dirty, filthy, bug-infested laundry from her fleabag hotel with junkies into her mother's washing machine. The mother says, you have to leave it outside for an hour before I'll put it in, because otherwise the fleas get in our clothes. You hear this? The girl comes home and starts complaining about everything. Then she has a younger sister who comes over and looks up to her. Here's the cameras running junkie, the sister junk celebrity. What a warped society we live in. You know what I'm saying? Why should she not pay more for a health plan than you do? The answer is she has no money. It's too bad. Put her in an institution. Now, that's another thing that I never really talk about, which is reopen the mental hospitals. I know that they were closed in the 60s by Jerry Brown's father. Moonbeam's father, you see, closed the mental hospitals in California because that was the progressive thing to do. He actually didn't close them. He passed the legislation to close them. The Republican who inherited that had to close them. I know the whole history of it. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. My friends at MyPillow always have great deals. For a limited time, call 800-768-0898 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code SAVAGE, and you get Mike's four-pack special. You'll get 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Buy now, and MyPillow will also extend their New Year money-back guarantee through April 1st, 2017. You can have the pillow for months, and if you aren't happy, you can return it for a full guarantee. I've had MyPillow for over a year, and since I've had their ultra-thin pillow, I've never slept better. I've always had the hardest time finding the perfect pillow until I ordered my pillow. They sent me exactly what I needed and I couldn't be happier. Don't lose out on these incredible offers. Now through the end of March, my pillow is offering Mike's four-pack special. You'll get 40% off two my pillow premium pillows and two go anywhere pillows. So go online to mypillow.com, code SAVAGE for this incredible offer, or call 800-768-0898. That's 800-768-0898 for my Mike's four-pack special. My pillow made in the USA, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up at 3, it's Mark Levin on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
And we're talking about the release of my new book, Trump's War, today around America. And people are reporting that they can't find it in New York, Barnes & Noble, Westbury, New Orleans can't find it. Some are reporting they can find it. And the issue is, do you really care? I don't know. It's not up to me whether you care or not. I'm not going to sit here and scream about it. Either you're going to buy it or you're not going to buy it. You're going to read it or not going to read it. Donald Trump's going to follow it or not going to follow it. It's a plan that the president needs, but he doesn't need it. You need it. When I say his battle for America, is he alone in this battle? No, you're in this battle. What can you actually do other than vote? I'll just say it short and sweet. You can at least arm yourself with the truth. Because the, you know, the left has all the arguments they think. They have them all, they have it all laid out for them. They have all their talking points right in front of them. So I make it simple for you. Trump's economic war, water repeal, Obamacare, war for our borders, culture wars, restore the military, Trump's war against the war machine, Trump's war to restore real science, and so forth. 13 chapters, but each chapter has bullet points of solutions. I don't just talk about the problems. It's as though I was asked by the president, which I was not asked when I wrote this, to come up with solutions. So every chapter has solutions in them as well. And I'm sure, as I'm sitting here, that whether it is now or in the near future, this book will become Trump's battle plan. And in some ways, we have already won on the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. But let's look at the First Amendment for a minute, because that's something that's so important to us. Savage solutions. One, root out the socialist propaganda Obama concealed in the National Defense Authorization Act. Two, jail anarchists who cross state lines to incite unrest. Three, shield religion from persecution by passing the First Amendment Defense Act. They're simple solutions, but they're far-reaching in their impact. I call for other things that are quite controversial, such as bringing back UAC, House of Un-American Activities Committee. That should be a screaming headline that would set off shockwaves across the illegitimate left. They would panic. And having something transcribed for me from the old days, 1975 era, it's a journal, really, of 400 pages of my years of collecting plants. It'll be an obscure book that'll be out maybe a year or two from now. Whether it's published or put on Kindle, it doesn't matter. But the individual who's transcribing it for me sent me this. She said she found this on page 291. She said, you quoted a Chinese scholar who wrote, when horses suffer, they cannot talk. And when people suffer and cannot make their voice heard by the ruler, they are no more than horses. She thought that was worthy of a quote on my radio show. It was written in the Middle Ages in China. When horses suffer, they cannot talk. And when people suffer and cannot make their voice heard by the ruler, they are no more than horses. Well, I will not be an animal. I will not be controlled. I will not be boycotted. I will not be censored. And I don't care how big these people think they are. I am David. They may be Goliath, but I will defeat them. I've done